Night Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and thank you, Dawson, and good evening, Merrill and Chi High in our girls basketball opener and our winter sports opener here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Thanks to Sam Aberle and Gavin Bovey, our video producing team tonight, and also Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studio. I think I could get the name Halverson right, but anyhow. All right, so Merrill from the Great Northern Conference is here. Teams like Antigo, Lakeland, Medford, Mosinee, Northland, Rhinelander, and Tomahawk in that conference. They start their season here on the road on this November 18th, the Blue Jays. A fun nickname against your Chi High Cardinals. The Cardinals in this contest tonight as they're squaring off in their first game of the season as well, of course, from the Big Rivers Conference. Also a big week in high school sports with congratulations to the McDonald Max, winners of the first of eight state football championships to be determined this week. McDonald shutting out Gilman on Saturday, 22-0. So many dramatic elements to that as it was Coach Mark Maloney's final game as the Max head coach. He coached them an 11-player back in the day. And an eight player, of course, will still be joining our Caleb Swenson on Max Boys and Girls Basketball, of which we'll have more action coming your way with that on Thursday night. Check the Wogo Sports calendar at Wogo.com. But seven more divisions of football to unfold. Also, word coming today that All-State in eight player, Mason Bussey on the line, and Dawson Moulton in the backfield, and Dawson deemed the Player of the Year in eight players, so congratulations to him there. But yeah, Thursday, four games at Camp Randall, Division 7, a lot of 13-0 teams. Division 7, 13-0, Cochran Fountain City against unbeaten Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. That's at 10 in the morning, 1 o'clock. It's Division 6, 13-0, Darlington against unbeaten Edgar in D6. And it's my understanding that's the division McDonald will be going to as they go to 11-player in the fall. Division 5 at 4 p.m. on Thursday. It's 13-0 Mayville against unbeaten Northwestern. How about that? The first three division games, all a battle of unbeatens. Finally get somebody in a blemish in their record, 7 o'clock on Thursday night as it's 12-1 Little Chute against 13-0 Winneconne. And then championship week in football in Wisconsin prep ranks continues on Friday. 10 in the morning, Division 3, 13-0 Grafton. What a dramatic win they had as they move on to take on 10-3 Reedsburg. 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the D2 title game, 13-0 Green Bay, Notre Dame. And again, Notre Dame, I mean, they able to beat Rice Lake in a very competitive game and then really took care of business against River Falls this past Friday night against undefeated West Appear. So there's yet another battle of unbeatens, the fourth in these title games. And then we get to Division 1, 4 o'clock on Friday at Camp Randall, 12-1 Arrowhead against 11-2 Bayport. So a terrific week for high school football. It was our privilege to bring you volleyball along with football this fall, but now we start our winter sports schedule. Basketball, boys and girls hockey as well. Greg Stewart, we just love his calls for hockey, and Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney, the great job they do with McDonald. And at the moment, flying solo tonight, we'll see if Carter Jaeger joins me at all. I don't know if he even knows that at this point, but he has just arrived here at the gym. And we will hear from both head coaches. JV game was won handily by the Cards earlier, and it'll be Chi High and Merrill tonight. We'll hear from the Merrill head coach And that is Jolene Hannig. When we continue in 2 minutes, this is Cardinal Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Chi High Girls Basketball on this Tuesday night, tipping off our winter sports schedule, covering basketball and hockey, boys and girls action for both. And Jolene Hannig is the head coach for the Merrill Blue Jays. Coach, it's kind of hard to get a feel here, just a short time practicing, and but you guys hit the road here, first game of the season.
Yeah, we had a scrimmage on Friday, I'm sure, like many other teams across the state, just trying to get a good feel on, you know, what we have for depth, see what kind of, you know, substitutions we can use and when. And we got a lot of seniors, but we've got some underclassmen I feel that can step in and do some things too. So it's just a matter of trying to get a feel for how we want to, you know, work our subs and, you know, how we're going to move the ball tonight. And, it, you know, you go from a sub a subpar, I would say, scrimmage where you see a lot of things that you don't like and you hope in that some things get corrected soon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even as a broadcast, you kind of brace yourself going, all right, listen, probably going to be a lot of turnovers. This is game one of the season, but everybody kind of feeling their way out, letting the rust fall off, and again, moving from practice to game action.
Yeah, and I think the big thing for us is that we should be able, no matter what things look like on the offensive end, is we're going to get the effort and the rebounding and the defense. And, you know, we're going to be looking for that as an automatic and then, you know, try to get out the rust on the offensive end as we go on this season.
Yeah, and that's what we say, right? I mean, defense wins championships. It's the thing that can be consistent. Sometimes you have your shot, sometimes you don't. But what kind of defense do you like to play?
We're a man right now. We'll try to get into a little bit more things as we get in the season, but we want to, you know, the man principles are going to play true when you play zone, you know, so even though you're in a zone spot. But we got to get the man sound and feel comfortable with that before we can extend into any really other type of defensive strategies.
And meanwhile, I guess in terms of Chi High, I mean, the fact is that you're probably, like a lot of coaches, high school, college, pro, the idea that, hey, we're going to take care of ourselves. I'm sure you're not overly familiar with Chi High.
No, not really. You know, I think, like you said, we got to kind of just focus on what we're trying to do. You know, and it's nice to see another opponent and try to get a feel for what we can do with, you know, different, you know, heights. How do we handle things on the inside? You know, what type of shot selections do we do on the offensive end? And then, as you know, the turnovers, you know, how do we take care of ball against different types of pressure? And this is what we see in the first night.
Well, Coach Honig, we wish you the best tonight and the rest of the season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
The Merrill Blue Jays head coach joining us here, Jolene Honig, and we'll hear from the Shahai head coach, Becca Bestel, when the Cardinal pregame continues on WDOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Basketball.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. There's a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Abes. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal pregame here as we get ready for our initial sporting event for our very busy winter sports season covering basketball and hockey, boys and girls action. Chi-High hosting Merrill tonight, the Blue Jays, and Lady Cards head coach Becca Bestel. Well, you've had a short time for practice, and now game one, the unveiling. Huh?
Yeah, nothing like four practices and then start the season,
wow.
Right? Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. It's been a crazy week and a half, but we had a great practice last night, and the girls are dialed in, and I'm really feeling good about tonight as far as I just want to see us implement the things that we've been working on and keep a positive attitude with everybody on the team and go from there.
Game ones don't have a great reputation in high school basketball, boys or girls, in terms of it can get rough. Yeah, right. You talk about more turnovers than a bakery. So, but what about tonight? How do you kind of take that in baby steps?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Early season games are always ugly in a lot of ways. But, you know, we're looking for little things that we have been working on in practice that they're doing in games. You know, little nuances in our offense that we're looking to try and score in, things we're looking for, fundamental stuff that we've been working on every day in practice, that we do those things consistently. We're going to have some turnovers. We're going to have some ugliness, especially with some of the stuff that we just implemented this year. You know, the new stuff is going to be a little bit like that, but that's expected, and improvement is what high school sports are all about.
Yeah, for sure. Something unique this year is you're starting a couple of sisters.
Yeah, Emma and Claire Heppner have both played really well here, and they're excited to be out there, and I'm excited to see what they can do. Claire played quite a bit last year and started in quite a few games, but Emma is new to that lineup today, so we'll see how that goes.
And lastly, it's always a little bit different. I mean, as the high school and college ranks in particular, the college ranks, though, people seem to be able to extend their careers a long time. But, I mean, in general, you know, you say goodbye to those seniors we did last year.
Yep.
But this team, just like any, kind of has to get to know each other, right?
Yeah, and you know, one thing I'm excited about this year is all four of my seniors are captains, and they have to do a captain's project to do that, and they all chose to do that, and so that shows a lot about their class and a lot about the leadership, and I think that will help us, especially early in the season here, because they're so good to the rest of the
girls, not just the varsity girls, but the underclassmen as well.
There you go. Coach, we wish you the best. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys being here,
all
as always.
So good. Becca Bestel, Lady Cards Basketball. We're getting closer to tip-off in just a moment on WDOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Shahai and Merrow coming up on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. I'm going to follow the adage that Dick Bennett and Bo Ryan instilled so good at Wisconsin. Greg Gard followed. Play good defense, limit your turnovers, take good shots. Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And we got Jared Johnson as our public address announcer tonight. We'll take another break. When we come back, it's the starting lineups in basketball. Chi-High hosting Merrill. It's our winter sports opener tonight on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, market president at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
All right, introduction of the starting lineups for Merrill has taken place. We'll get that to you, but let's listen to our public address announcer, Jared Johnson, with the starting lineup for Chi-High.
Senior Jillian Wick. Sophomore number 10, McKenna Wood. Senior number 15, Glenn. Come on.
And Mark Halverson flying solo in the first half. But, again, we've had Carter Jaeger has joined our video crew here. He'll join me on color in the second half. And also, of course, Sam Averly and Gavin Bovee here, part of our video production crew. And Dawson Halbert back at our WOGO studios. Northwestern Bank, building strong communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The starting lineup quickly for Merrill. Faria Kaskoski, a 5'3 senior, number 2. Number 5, Grace Ryman, a 5'7 junior. Also, Kayla Clairvaux, a 5'10 senior, number 22. Number 24, Brenna Jurevec, a 5'9 senior, number 34, Grace Lee Gentile Hull. And we are underway. Chai dressed in the home white uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim, and Merrill in the, of course, blue uniforms as the Blue Jays with the white numerals and lettering and some red trim. Right baseline, jump shot, no good. Missed that time by Emma Heppner, and it'll come the other way now. Out on top, they work it around again. Merrill going right to left. JV game won convincingly by the Cards, but it was very low scoring late in the first half with 4-plus minutes to go. As we get the first foul, this one on the Cards, Emma Heppner, first personal, first team. And Merrill to inbound under their basket, Brenna Jurevec, the 5'9 senior. She looks to get it in. She does with a bounce pass, put up with the left hand, no, fighting for the rebound. Merrill gets it, puts it up and in. They lead it 2-0 as Jurevec gives them that 2-0 lead. So 2-0 Merrill as the Cards look to get it down low, and a missed shot put up and the rebound up and in. And the first one for McKenna Wood, the fine athlete who's a big part of the volleyball team. Great blocker there in volleyball. Our first tie of the night at 2. 17 minutes to go first half, 2 18-minute halves if you forgot. And there's the first turnover for either team as Merrill committing that one. And in the backcourt, Tenley Anderson has already checked in for the Cards. So trying to think, let me see, is that, was she? Yeah, I guess she was part of the start. I had not circled her number. But, all right, Cardinal basketball on the attack. There's the drive through the lane. Some contact as Claire Heppner dashing her way through. Now, Claire's the 5'10 senior and her sister, Emma, the 5'10 junior. So I may use first names with them, Claire and Emma, hence I can't just say Heppner because you won't know which one. Again, we've got our radio listeners, we've got our YouTube and Facebook viewers as the missed three-pointer by Jillian Wick, the 5'6 senior. Now Merrill races it down the floor. Driving to the basket, pulling up in the lane, and a nice job that time by Grace Ryman, putting Merrill back in front by a final score of by a score of 4-2. Far from our final score at this juncture. 16:15 to go, first half. Cardinals down 4-2. On the far side, Tenley Anderson. Anderson, just a sophomore, the youngest starter out there for the Cards. And there's the three-point attempt, and a long heave that time. No good for Emma Heppner. You know, probably more often than not, I'll say first and last name to clarify. I feel uncomfortable just saying Emma. So, okay. 15:50 first quarter. 4-2 Merrill with the basketball. Cardinals, aggressive man-to-man defense. Both teams like that approach. On the far side, getting it to Faria Kaskoski, 5'3 senior. Behind the back dribble for Ryman. Almost loses it. And Merrill maintains possession with Jurevec on top. Cardinals, a pretty aggressive D, working to get it down low on the right baseline. Shot up, no good by Jurevec. Out of bounds to Chippewa. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so, so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. McDonald girls basketball at Prescott coming your way on Thursday night. That's a 6:40 pregame. Down low, McKenna Wood, a whistle and a foul. Wood, such a terrific athlete. 5'11 sophomore. I see bright things for her and her Chi-High future, volleyball and basketball both. As the second foul already on great Gentile Hall for Merrill. So she's got both of their fouls. And the first one is off the mark for Wood. No statistics to quote you since we're just getting the season underway. Didn't really share the lineup for Chahai after tonight. Then on Friday night, they're at Onalaska. Whereas Merrill on Friday night is going to be in the Merrill tournament taking on Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. So Wood misses both free throws. I probably take responsibility for bragging her up there a little bit, but I wasn't bragging up her free throw shooting necessarily. 4-2 Merrill holding on to the lead, and a whistle and a reach in foul out on top on Wick for the Cards. First personal, second team. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Fighting for the basketball, Merrill maintains it. And good defense by the Cards. Emma Heppner. And out of there with an Anderson. Anderson ahead to Heppner. They go down low. Shot from the corner is off the front iron. No. Fighting for the rebound. Wick. Good job. She gets it to Heppner. Anderson will drive. Trying to create some room. Into the deep left corner. Cards working around. On top. Wick looks at the three-pointer. She'll drive to the lane. Contact. And she gets fouled by number 21, Kira Clairvaux, the 6-foot freshman who's in off the Merrill bench here already for Coach Honig. First personal third team foul, and now Jillian Wick, who's been a pretty good free throw shooter in her earlier years, and going to miss that one, though. So, all right, I'll just be quiet now. Except it's a broadcast. 14-21 to go, first quarter, low-scoring start as the JV game had. Just getting the season started. Second one is good. So Wick pulls the Cards within one at 4-3. And here come the Merrill Blue Jays across the timeline, bringing it right to left. On top, Grace Ryman, the 5'7 junior, handling it, getting it off to Jurevic. Working around on the outside to Clairvaux. They are sisters. Kayla is the senior, and Kira is the freshman. Shot off glass, no good. Tendley Anderson down with a rebound. Here comes the 5'7 sophomore into the forecourt for the Cards. Back on top to Heppner. Emma, that is. Working around the outside to Wick. Wick, that was on the right post to Wood. Wood doesn't like what her opportunity is. It's knocked away and out of bounds, and the Cards will maintain possession with 13:38 to go here first quarter. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. On the inbounds, Emma Heppner now. Cards trailing 4-3. Look to get in it. Also in there, Willa Reisinger, the 6-foot senior. Again, another fine volleyball player for Coach Becca Bestel. Anderson for three off the rim. No good. And Merrill comes out of there with it. Brenna Jurevic. Race it down the floor. Pull up in the paint. Kick it to Jurevic. Jurevic into the lane herself. Kicks it out on the right wing. To Ryman. Rattles out no from long range. Rebound down to the freshman, Clairvaux, and her sister's going to shoot and miss. Wick with the rebound, fighting for it. We finally get a whistle. And it's going to be a possession arrow going Merrill's direction with 13:10 to go first quarter. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Brenna Jurevic gets it inbound. Good defense by the Cards. And they come up with a steal. Claire Heppner, second turnover for Merrill on the night. Cards actually are, I have a turnover free here so far. And there's a ball knocked away, battling for it. Loose ball, dive for. And we're going to have another possession arrow call. The Cards have the arrow this time with 12:52 left in quarter number one. Well, leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Last I knew, you could find Mary Check in the office as well. So, all right. She's part of the team. Into the right corner, Jillian Wick. They're going to try to go down low. Good fake there, and then drawing the foul for the Cards is Macy Gokey, the 5'10 senior, number 32. And it's going to go on Kira Clairvaux. So the freshman in a little foul trouble already. Her second 5-plus minutes into this contest. And Tenley Anderson get it in for the Cards with Goki and Reisinger. So number of players off the bench in there already for Coach Bestel. And now coming in for Merrill is Maya Gropp, a 6-foot senior, number 32. And she'll spell Kira Clairvaux, the freshman, with those two quick fouls. And Anderson looks to get it in for the Cards. Into the right corner to Wick. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. So the Cards' first turnover suffered right there. And 12:45 left here, first period. It'll be Merrill to bring it. Royal Credit Union, keep your finances on track with RCU. Royal Credit Union comes up, accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rco.org or at any office insured by NCUA. Merrill in the far side, and tying him up there is Willa Reisinger. The Cardinal hard-nosed defense. Offensive struggles, but the defense has been tough. Into the game is going to be Malia Killeen, a 5'8 junior, hitting her first action. Of course, she had three brothers who were terrific at hoops here at Chi High back in the day. And, you know, her oldest brother had joined us doing a little color last season. Maybe we can get him back at some point this year. All right, 12:18 to go in this first quarter, first half. Yeah, we have halves. By the way, word coming out about Giannis and the groin strain, out 1 to 2 weeks for the Bucks. So that injury last night at Cleveland. 4-3 Merrill, low-scoring start to the season. I would say, based on previous first games, not as many turnovers as a lot of times you'd see. And hopefully that's not any kind of... Hopefully now that doesn't just prove me wrong. So Darby Bunnell out on top. I knew her uncle Rick and Aunt Jody back in the day. So there's a missed shot, no good. And they'll work it around on the outside. There's the shot up. Air ball missed that time by Carly Raven. And out of bounds to the Cards. So with 11:54 to go first half, Chai gets it back, looking to grab the lead. They have not led yet. They trail 2-0 and tied it at 2. And trail 4-3 for a good stretch here. As Tenley Anderson, the sophomore, will bring it up for the Cards, along with Killeen. Hits it on the right side to Heppner. Down low, there's the shot put up and in for number 10, McKenna Wood. She's got two field goals. Cards lead it 5-4. So the first lead for Chippewa Falls on the evening. And really our first lead change of the night. Merrill on the outside with the senior Clairvaux sister. And there's the three-point attempt up off the back iron. No good for Ryman. Tracked down by the Cards and out of there with it Wood. McKenna with a couple of hoops and a good long rebound there. Right side, there's the shot up. Oh, missing it that time was Killeen. Fighting for the rebound. On the floor is Claire Heppner. And it's going to be a timeout. Chippewa with 11:01 to go in this first half. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinals basketball.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Action resuming with Chai up 5-4, 10:54 to go here in half number one. From the Birdcage, Chippewa Falls, Max girls basketball at Prescott on Thursday night at 6:40 pregame. Mele, Aaliyah Killeen missing from the right wing and now pursuing the ball and the arrow pointing Chahai's way. So the Cards will get a fresh opportunity. Tenley Anderson to toss it in. You've got Killeen and McKenna Wood in there for Becca Bestel right now. And also seeing number 24, Willa Reisinger. And rounding things out is Claire Heppner, the 5'10 senior. There's the inbounds pass for the Cards, and stepping away, Reisinger, and gets called for the double dribble. All right, so two turnovers for each squad now. And coming out of the game is Reisinger. And get the fresh Anderson, Killeen, Wood out there for Chippewa, Claire Heppner. Pass into the deep right corner, Merrill. Neither team has hit a three so far. 10.5 minutes to go here. First half, about 90 seconds from that midway point of our 18-minute half. Bounce fast, difficult to handle for Maya Gropp. And tied up on the floor and the arrow going Merrill's direction. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. And later on in the postgame, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recaps. Stay around for that. We'll talk to Coach Bestel as well in the postgame. Hoping to get this season started 1-0 for sure here tonight. And before that road game to Onalaska on Friday. A long 24-game season. They're working on the post, and the turnaround, whistle, and a foul as Grace Ryman, the 5'7 junior, trying to post up down low, and she'll head to the free throw line with the foul on McKenna Wood, first personal, and fifth team foul already on the Cardinals. And so the first one is on the money from Ryman. She's got 3 points, three of their five, as we've our second tie of the night. Next one is off the back iron. It falls in. Good soft touch for Ryman. So she's 2 for 2 at the line, and she's got the 4 points, and it's a 6-5 Merrill lead. Anderson on top. They work it on the far wing, getting it off to Emma Heppner. Then Cardinals turning it over. Third turnover here. 9:59 left, just inside of 10 minutes left in half number one. Cards already back into their half-court defense, ready to go here with Wick and Anderson out on top, and then down low, Claire Heppner, McKenna Wood, and also we've got Emma Heppner, so both Heppner sisters in there together. And Claire is the senior and Emma is the junior. And handling her dribbling pretty well is Ryman. She'll hand it off. Claire Vaux misses the shot. And the Cards come away with it. Anderson. Here comes the sophomore into the forecourt. 9.5 to go, first half. Cardinals down 6-5. Got our second lead change here a moment ago. Wick. Jillian Wick out on top, the 5'6 senior. They're working around on the right side. Anderson. Tenley, 5'7 sophomore. Actually Heppner now with it, number 22. Struggling with it, trying not to lose it. On the left baseline, McKenna Wood. Wood gets it over. Wick saves it to Anderson. And the Cards will reset their offense. Right now, as we're at the midway point of the first half, a 6-5 start. Kind of slow, low scoring, I guess. But, you know, it is the first game of the season. On top to Emma Heppner. Heppner driving. Struggle defense. And Merrill forces a turnover for Chahai. The Cards have struggled with those more lately than they did early, actually. 8:40 left in the half. Merrill with the ball and a 6-5 lead. Working it down right to left. Getting it to Jirovec. Jirovec has it knocked away, and a good job by Wick with the steal. And Merrill's third turnover. Ahead on the break. Oh, and it goes through the hands. It kind of deflected off a Merrill player and then off Emma Heppner and out of bounds. So the Cards racking up some consecutive turnovers here. And we've got a timeout. We'll take a break here in the action. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot.
If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating. Wärtsilä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
Six-five, Merrill leads. 8-plus minutes left here in half number one. Mark Calverson on the call. Carter Jaeger from Oakland Memorial High School, part of our video crew initially in the first half, going to join me on the broadcast in the second half. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, the Cards coming out with Tenley Anderson, Jillian Wick, also Emma Heppner. Willa Reisinger back in there along with McKenna Wood. Wood has four of the Cardinals' 5 points. Wick hit a free throw, and that's it. So some offensive struggles here, and lately committing too many turnovers. As Merrill inbound now, J.C. Lyon, the 5'7 sophomore. 6'5 Merrill lead. We've had two ties and 2 and 5 and two lead changes. Merrill out of the gate initially. Cards got one, and then Merrill. Cardinals with a full court press here. Deflected pass. Merrill gets it across the timeline. They work it down low. Clairvaux's shot off glass and no good. Rebound Chippewa Falls. Down with it, Reisinger. Willa gets it off to Anderson to the backcourt. On top, Wick. She fires one, stolen away by Jurevec. And again, that's the sixth Cardinal turnover. And good job by McKenna Wood getting in front of Clairvaux and knocking it out of bounds with 7:53 left in the left first half. And so for the Cards, number two, Jillian Wick, will take a seat now. And for Chippewa, I know out there we do have Claire Heppner and I also, and Emma. There's the drive up and just not strong enough. And the rebound, the Cards had it. McKenna Wood had it. And Chahai will have the basketball. So Tenley Anderson in the backcourt. You've got the Heppner sisters. And Willa Reisinger and McKenna Wood. 6-5 our score. Into the forecourt, Anderson. Trying to get it down low. McKenna Wood puts it off glass too strong. Could have given the Cards the lead, but not meant to be. Nice behind-the-back dribble, and then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Anderson for the Cardinals. Their sixth team foul, her first, with 7:20 to go here until intermission. Good popcorn here at Chi High. Had it as a pregame snack. $2 is what you pay for that this year. So, well salted. You needed at least sufficiently salted. Theirs was. We'll give you the concession report wherever we go. All right, 7:15 left in the half now. And, oh, boy, could have been a reach-in foul there on Emma Heppner, but nothing doing. Merrill taking their time here, this possession. They got a 6-5 lead. Cardinals have had some offensive struggles here lately. Taking their time again with J.C. Lyon, the 5'7 sophomore, off Coach Hanig's bench. Coach Honig's bench. And finally kind of getting tired of it, Tenley Anderson. And she did, I think she tied her up, but Merrill going to keep the possession arrow with 6:49 left in the half. And now Coach Honig will come with Darby Bunnell, a 5'7 sophomore, number 3, and she'll spell Grace Ryman, a 5'7 junior. On the far side, J.C. Lyon again, mixing some of these sophomores in there. Merrill's probably had better shots and more shots. They just haven't gone. And falling down is number 24, Jurevec. And we're going to get a foul call on the Cards. Yes, we are. And it looks like it's going to go on Claire Heppner. And for Claire, that's her first. But the seventh team foul on the Cards. And it sends Merrill to the line with 6:40 left in the first half. And Brenna Jurevec has not been to the line yet tonight. Jurevec. First one. is good. Yeah, and that was a 1-1, right? To get the second, she had to make the first. Folks have been doing basketball long enough that in the late 80s, early 90s, they still didn't have the double bonus yet. So it was kind of however often you got fouled after seven, it was 1-1. And so you think coaches foul a lot. Yeah, it was just like, well, yeah, you foul all day because that's your ticket. And if they miss that first one, then you get a chance at the rebound, and they're not going to get anything. So 8-5 as she came away with one of them but missed the second. No, she made them both. She made them both. What am I saying? Yeah. She made them both, and that's why it went from 6-5 to 8-5. And a whistle and a foul with 6.5 to go. And it's on the Cardinals. And we'll get that one posted. The eighth team foul. But I believe that was Jillian Wick, her third. And they still have number 15 up there on the board, but... All right, and so Cards down here 8-5, 6.5 minutes left in the half. Free throw is good. So Merrill hitting their free throws. J.C. Lyon, yeah, they're hitting their free throws. They are 5-5 from the line tonight. So second one. Off short. There we go. So that's the thing. You talk about how good they are. Works the other way. All right, the Cardinals down 9-5 now. Could really use a hoop here. Anderson into the forecourt. Gets it off stride. Emma Heppner trying to go down low to Goki. They kick it into the left corner. Anderson going to drive left baseline. She comes into two defenders. They get it off to Reisinger. And then she gets tied up by Jurevac. But the Cards have the possession arrow. So it's a struggle offensively. Too many turnovers and... I guess really even the offensive foul would have been a turnover earlier for the Cards. So 7-3, Chahai. Again, early minutes, they were not committing the turnovers. All right, looking to get it in. Anderson, she gets it into the paint to Reisinger, who loses the ball, stolen away. Here come the Blue Jays. Racing down the floor. Looks like she maybe took a step there. And there's the travel rightly called on number 3, Darby Bunnell, the freshman. So the Cards get it back. 6:01 left. It's been a long dry spell here for Chippewa. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Cardinals basketball, 5:50 left in the first half. Come on, girls. Working around on the outside. Cutting to the hoop, Reisinger. Down low, she's going to put it up and in, and the Cardinals pull back within 2 at 9-7. And at the other end, we got a three-pointer. And I was looking. All right. Well, at the other end, the Cardinals are going to try to answer, and missing from the right corner was Reisinger. And there's going to bombs away. No good from the outside by Anderson. So the Cards opening it up there a little bit. And so Merrill now with a 12-7 lead to the Cards. It had been 9-5. And now a 5-point advantage. The biggest lead for either team here in this first half. As... younger sister Kira will replace older sister Kayla, both Clairvaux. Kira's a freshman, but 2 inches taller at 6 foot. And so Merrill into the forecourt with the dribble from Ryman. And then the steal. Good job by Anderson. She's going to take it down and lay it up and in. And the Cardinals back within 3. Nice job by Tenley Anderson, and there's the three-pointer missed, and Anderson with the rebound at the other end for the Cards. They get it off the right side to Reisinger. Work it around. On top, Anderson rifles one down low, finding Claire Heppner, knocked out of bounds. Chahai will keep it. 4:31 left in the half, a 12-9 game. Be a great way for the Cards to start the season with this opponent from the Great Northern Conference to win this home game. And we got a girl down And we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
A bit of a loss for Merrill as they help Grace Ryman to the bench, the 5'7 junior who I have down for 4 points tonight. 12-9 is our score, Merrill by three. Mark Halverson on the call. We'll have Carter Jaeger join me in the second half. He's helping out on the video side of things at the moment as Colleen's going to miss from the outside, fighting for the rebound. McKenna Wood out of bounds to Merrill with 4:26 left in the half. Thanks to Gavin Bovey and Sam Averly, part of the video production crew tonight. For this broadcast here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Get some highlights coming for you at halftime. And recap of things statistically. And a check of that WOGO sports calendar. Very busy next week, I'll tell you. And a three-pointer is good from the corner by Bunnell. And that makes it a 15-9 game. And look out now. Merrill's got 2 3-pointers on the night. The Cards have not been able to match that so far. Coming the other way, Anderson. She'll drive through that lane and a whistle and a foul. So Tenley Anderson has a good, quick first step. And again, just a sophomore at 5'7". There are other sophomores. Josie Wright is a sophomore on varsity. Cameron Rossano. McKenna Wood, obviously. McKenna Wood and Anderson, kind of the future faces, if you will, in terms of young varsity players for Coach Bestel. In this 15-9 game, 3:54 left, and that's the third foul of the half on Gentile Hull. That's her last name. It's Grace Lee Gentile Hull. Anderson. Gonna get back on top, resetting the offense of the Cards. Down by six, the biggest hole they've been in. Trying to work it down low to Heppner. To kick it out to Reisinger. Off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Cards have it. And a good battle going on there, and they could be the Merrill Fighting Blue Jays because they're scrappy out there, and they're going to get that possession arrow off of a rebound. So not a turnover. Cards unofficially with 8-4 for Merrill, so that's hurt. And now the full court press for Chippewa, looking for a steal here with 3:31 left in the half. They get it in the backcourt to Kiskoski. Advance it down. Good ball handling that time by Jurevec, who's a 5'9 senior, but a good ball handler. And I think you talk about the development of basketball, right? And there's the steal by Wood. Good job that time, the interior pass. But having bigger players be good ball handlers, and the layup is good for the Cardinals. And getting it down low to Emma Heppner for two more. So the Cards back within four at 15-11. And a whistle and a foul on top. So Emma Heppner's first field goal with 2:56 left in the half. But, of course, the bonus, I mean, that's the ninth team foul and just five for Merrill. And Merrill's been dropping their free throws pretty good. I have them for 5 out of 6. And that foul is going to go on Reisinger, her first in the ninth team foul. And it looks to be Darby Bunnell, who drained a three-pointer earlier and going to miss that one. And then out of there with it is Wood. So a couple missed free throws here, most recently for Merrill. Cards down 15-11. On the outside, Heppner had her hoop on the last possession for the Cards. 2:40 left in this first half. Reisinger on top to Tenley Anderson. There's two sophomores out there, Anderson and Wood, for Coach Bestel right now. On top, Reisinger works it around to Heppner. Driving in the baseline, Anderson. Bounce pass. There's the shot on the way. Too hard off the backboard. Followed up and in by McKenna Wood, and the Cards are within 2 at 15-13. And the Cards with the pressure and out of bounds to Merrill. So Wood with six for the Cardinals. It's Wood with six, two for Emma Heppner, two for Tenley Anderson, and a free throw for Jillian Wick. Cards back within two at 15-13. Trailed by as many as... And we'll get a timeout. 30-second break. Back at half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wurzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Stelter Incorporated works every single day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers right at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. I know owner Ryan Stelter, a proud McDonald grad, McDonald alum, and McDonald celebrating big time that state championship in eight player. What a way to exit the eight player ranks as the Cards come up with a steal. Anderson's going to lay it up and in, and the Cardinals tie it at 15. So a good steal there. The sixth turnover for Merrill, and now that pressure bothering them, and another Cardinal steal. Going to lay it up and miss it. Fighting for the rebound, Reisinger on the floor, Tenley Anderson. So a seventh Merrill turnover, and so that pressure really doing the job. Merrill is able to break it at first, but now... under 100 seconds left in the half, and the Cardinals tied at 15, and it is our third tie of the half. Reisinger breaks free to the hoop, misses the layup. Oh! And the rebound out of there for Merrill, and it's J.C. Lyon. And then out of bounds! Oh, we're going to say last touch by the Cardinals with 1:15 left in the half. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. All right, Merrill to inbound on the far side. Brenna Jurevec, the 5'9 senior, and gets it in the backcourt to Darby Bunnell. Just a freshman, handles the ball very well. Her pass, though, deflected by the Cards' Reisinger. And, high bounce. Merrill's going to keep it. Clairvaux gets it back to Lyon. Inside of a minute now, 15-15 first half. There's a long three and off the glass, no good. And I don't know, they're going to say she hit maybe the basket support or something, I guess. She was one of those moon balls. And so, I'm not going to call that a turnover. I don't know. I mean, you took a shot at least. It hit basket interference. 43 seconds left in the half. A 15-15 tie. Cards working around on the outside. Deflected pass. Reisinger trying to save it. Out of bounds to Merrill. So that is a turnover for the Cards. Their ninth to seven now for Merrill with 35.3 to go. Cardinals with that full court press. To get it in to Lyon. Deflected up to Clairvaux. Clairvaux, the freshman, going to take it in. Missed the shot. Out of there with the rebound for the Cardinals is Claire Heppner. Final 24 seconds of the half. Down the floor, Heppner, and she got pushed from behind for only the sixth Merrill foul, so won't quite put Chi High to the free throw line, as that one's going to go on J.C. Lyon, her first and the sixth Merrill foul, and now Emma Heppner looking to get it in for the Cards. Trailed by six. They're on a 6-0 run, actually. The outside Anderson for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Clairvaux. A bounce pass to her teammate in the backcourt. Final 13 seconds. In the old days, they maybe would have said hold it for one, but it's more of a fire away these days. Final seconds of the half. Merrill looking to get a shot off. There's the drive. It's up, no good. Missed by J.C. Lyon, and her halftime score is Chippewa 15, Merrill 15. We'll take a three-minute break. When we come back, halftime conversation. We've got things to get to. Stats and highlights and the World Growth Sports Calendar all ahead. Tied at 15 from Chi-High. It's our winter sports opener tonight. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating. Wärtsilä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Carter Jaeger joins our broadcast. Now, he's been a part of the broadcast, been running camera. Carter, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're a senior playing some basketball for Liberty. Have you guys had a game yet?
Nope, just practices, a couple of them. So we did have a scrimmage last Saturday, so yeah. That was fun.
Good, excellent. All right, so would I say that you go to Liberty or you play hoops there? Or what's
just play basketball.
All right,
there,
yeah, very good. Homeschooled?
Yep.
All right, terrific. Yeah. And where do you, you're a part of, like, you have, your family has about four or five kids?
Yeah, I have two brothers, one sister, and yeah, just
where do you fit? Where do you fit in that?
I'm the third. I have an older brother, an older sister, and then a younger brother.
So. Your older sister's name is?
Taylor.
She danced with some of my girls.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, well, first half here, we're tied at 15, so no more even than that. Chai was down 15-9. They scored the last 6 points of the half. We had three ties at 2-5 and 15. A couple of lead changes. Chi-High briefly led once at 5-4. And then Merrill got the lead back, kept it. But what did you see in the first half?
You know, I really thought Merrill controlled the first 10 minutes of this game. Just they played more aggressive, were able to get open shots. But in that last 10 minutes, Shahai, you know, they started doing the full court pressure. And I think that caused some more turnovers. But for a first game, I mean, both teams are controlling the ball very well. And it's now just time to hit your open shots. I think the Chippewa got more aggressive there later and were able to hit some of their layups. And Merrill earlier was able to get some free throws, and so they were hitting their free throws.
Right.
Chippewa's just got to hit their open shots. You know, they're in a good spot, tied at 15 after being down. So
it sure would be nice to start the season with a win at home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, here Merrill had the long bus trip, and the JV won a convincing earlier. And so good observations. You were doing more than just camera work. You had the
always.
Was firing away. Hey, look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WDOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WDOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. One of the things I understand with you now, work you into the broadcast here this evening, at least color initially, but, you know, certainly down the line, we'll look for opportunities play-by-play. And I understand you know and like, and you're going to be joining your Uncle Greg a little bit on hockey down the line.
Yeah, I played when I was younger till about 10 years old, so it's always been a passion of mine. I pay attention to the NHL, so, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Excellent. You got some cousins who are some pretty good players,
yeah,
too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right. All right, well, let's tell you about the first half statistically for Chippewa Falls. Jillian Wick, 1 for 2 from the line for one. McKenna Wood with 6 points. She's impressive. She's an impressive sophomore. 2 points for Emma Heppner and 4 for Tenley Anderson. And Tenley, again, was maybe a little tentative early, but you could see her aggressiveness coming out later in the half.
Yeah, for sure. She had a couple of take fouls, but you always love the aggression. She was able to turn a couple of those into layups. And when you're down like 6 points, they were late in the first half. They turned it on quickly and were able to tie this game before half.
We were able to get further clarification that Grace Ryman had the mystery three. I was looking down and getting a highlight, and boom, Merrill came down. So Ryman had a good first half with 7 to lead Merrill. 3 for Darby Bunnell, 4 for Brenna Jurevec, and that in 1 for J.C. Lyon. Again, it doesn't seem like a lot, but 15-15 is where we're at. Let's go to some of the highlights here from half number one. Give that a listen here right now. Basketball. 5:50 left in the first half. Come on, girls. Working around on the outside. Cutting to the hoop. Reisinger down low. She's going to put it up and in. And the Cardinals pull back within 2 at 9-7. And so Merrill into the forecourt with the dribble from Ryman. And then the steal. Good job by Anderson. She's going to take it down and lay it up and in. And the Cardinals back within 3. But having bigger players be good ball handlers, and the layup is good for the Cardinals, and getting it down low to Emma Heppner for 2 more. The outside bounce pass, there's the shot on the way, too hard off the backboard, followed up and in by McKenna Wood, and the Cards are within 2 at 15-13. Cards come up with a steal. Anderson's going to lay it up and in, and the Cardinals tie it at 15. And those are some of our highlights from the first half. You can tell offensively it took a while, but things started to get going after time. All right, and quickly checking our WOGO sports calendar. This is what we got on tap for you after we get started tonight. It's going to be McDonald girls basketball at Prescott, 6:40 on Thursday night. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney on WOGO. Then on Friday and Saturday, it's hockey, girls hockey. Greg Stewart and company Friday night, 6:40, the pregame versus Arrowhead. And then Saturday at 12:40 versus Brookfield. And then also looking ahead to next week, we've got more of the action coming your way, as it's going to be McDonald versus Onalaska. And that'll be a home game coming up 1 week from tonight for the Lady Macs at 6:40 on WOGO. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, come back with the second half in 60 seconds. Shahai and Merrill tied at 15 here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Moments away from the start of the second half. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Mark Halverson and Carter Jagger for the second half of our winter sports opener. Lots of boys and girls hoops, boys and girls hockey all coming your way, starting tonight, running all the way into March, and hopefully as far into March as we can go. All right, so Chahai going right to left now. So Tenley Anderson joined by the Hefner sisters and McKenna Wood. And they work it down low, and the basket up, no good. Missed, and out of there with it. And here comes Merrill down the floor, Darby Bunnell. And there's the three-point attempt from the outside, grazing the rim. No good for Gentile Hall, and out of bounds to Merrill with 17:36 to go, second half.
I think there have been more tie-ups in this game than I've ever seen before. This is insane.
Yeah, right. 15 apiece. Cardinal basketball on a Tuesday night, thanks to our video crew, Sam Averly and Gavin Bovey. Dawson Halpern, managing things back at the WOGO studio. Thanks, Doss. All right, so the Cards come away with it here. Trying to break the tie. Haven't led in a while. Bounce pass down low, stolen away by Merrill. Turnover number 10 for Chi-Hi, and it's going to be a Cardinal foul. So the Cards, those extra fouls cost them, giving Merrill more trips to the line in those free tosses, as that one goes on Tenley Anderson, her second first team foul on the Cards in the second half.
I really like that offensive play, though. Get in the paint and hit some layups. It'll be better and easier.
And the pass came up a little short there to Merrill Jurevec. Now they work it back to her. She's going to put up and in. They grab the 17-15 lead. So Jurevec with six now. Tenley Anderson to run the offense along with Wick, the Hepners, and Wood. For Coach Becca Vestal. On the outside, Claire Hepner working around to Anderson in the left wing. Tenley came up with 4 points in that first half. And then we got getting tied up. Emma Hepner trying to go to the basket. Merrill able to be that aggressive, but without committing the foul.
Got to be strong with your hands when you got the ball and driving in the paint.
Mm-hmm. And so Tenley Anderson looked to get it in here for the Cards, trailing it by two. Wick for the lead and misses the three-point attempt, and out of there with it, Clairvaux. And a steal by the Cardinals. Anderson in the right corner. And so for Merrill, their eighth turnover. And there's the shot from the outside. No good. Wick gets the rebound. Quick Wick. And then falling to the floor for the Cardinals is Claire Hepner, and out of bounds. And Chahai loses possession on that one to Merrill. So turnover number 11 for Chippewa. And the Cards will go back on defense.
Two open shots, though. It's what I'm saying, you got to hit your open shots against the first game.
Right, but yeah.
They hit those, they'll be winning this game soon.
Some of the cooking they started to do offensively at the end of the first half has kind of cooled off here as we start the second half. And a nice play by the best play of the night I've seen from Merrill. Jurevec cutting the lane, catching it, turning and putting it in. And Merrill's lead is four at 19-15. And trying to take it away at the other end and out of bounds to the Cardinals with 16:03. So 2 minutes off the clock in the second half. And McKenna Wood will check back in here for Claire Hepner. And Tenley Anderson They'll check the ball, and Tenley Anderson will inbound in the corner.
Really tough place to inbound in this play.
Yeah, it is. It's, it kind of reminds me of like a soccer inbound.
Yeah.
All right, and so now driving Emma Heppner.
There you go.
And a whistle and a Merrill foul with exactly 16 minutes left in regulation.
Make them body you up in the paint.
Didn't they get a foul?
Yeah,
yeah, okay. And Juravec, only her first personal and the first team foul of the second half. Wick in the deep corner. She'll go down low, and Reisinger puts it up. No good. Followed up. McKenna Wood, no. And the rebound down to Clairvaux for Merrill.
That was a beautiful pass.
Boy, kind of a lid on the hoop for the Cardinals, though, trailing it by four. Don't want to slip too much further behind in this low-scoring affair. On the outside, Kiskoski, I'm sorry. And a whistle and a chai-high foul, their second of the half, and it goes on McKenna Wood. So three for Jillian Wick, two on Wood and Anderson, and Heppner, the Heppner sisters and Reisinger each with one. So the Cards looking to play good defense, get the ball back, and hopefully get their first hoop of the second half here. Wood knocks it free. But Merrill able to keep possession. They go down low to Clairvaux, the freshman. Clairvaux muscling it away. Tenley Anderson and a good steal by the Cardinals, forcing that ninth Merrill turnover to the other end. Anderson on the outside. They're working around Wick. One dribble. Inside of 15-15 left in regulation. Wick is open for three. Off the rim short. Rebound McKenna Wood. Wood in the lane. Whistle. And a foul against Merrill. And it's going to go on number two, Kiskoski. And for Faria Kiskoski, her first, the second Merrill foul of the second half with 15:05 left.
I wouldn't be worried. Chip was getting a ton of shots and good shots. And they'll make them eventually. Just keep getting those shots.
All right. Carter sounding an optimistic word. Good. Wick driving the lane, puts it off glass.
There we go.
Answered the bell right there. And at the other end, Merrill struggling against the pressure, looking to get it across the timeline. A near steal for the Cardinals. Boy, that was close to an over and back, I tell you. At the other end, Clairvaux puts it up and in, and a foul. Hoop and the harm. And McKenna Wood just got her third. Not what the doctor ordered with 14:41 left in regulation.
She's in a really good spot there. Just no need to show the hands. Just go up straight and make her make a tough shot.
Principle of verticality, right?
Yep.
Little Dickie V for you. 21-17, Merrill by four. As, yeah, McKenna Wood going to take a seat. Get a very bright future for her, and she's a key on this Cardinal club as the year develops. So give her a little rest as Clairvaux hits the free throw. They've been good at the line here. And Clairvaux with three in the second
half. There you
go. And two more for Wick.
Another really good baseline drive.
So Wick getting her offense going here in the second half. And the Cards, good double team, but a timeout's going to be called by Merrill head coach Jolene Honig. We'll take a break as well. A full 60. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wurzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wurzgala.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. Fires a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Aves. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Shahai Girls Hoops starting our winter sports schedule, which will include boys and girls hoops, boys and girls hockey. In fact, girls hockey this weekend, Friday night and Saturday afternoon here on WOGO. both FM 103.1, AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook for all of our action. We would have liked to bring you the video of the McDonald eight-player championship from Rapids, but that was not allowed by the AAA. Others, you know, they're like, hey, we'll take the championship games. But, hey, we had a lot of listeners to our coverage here on the radio and the audio stream on YouTube and Facebook as well. So thanks to all of you who listen and for the advertisers who make it all possible. Thank you so much. Ticking toward 14 minutes left here in the second half. 22-19 Merrill lead on the attack left to right. Mark Halverson and Carter Jaeger with the call. On the low post, Jurevec to kick it back out outside. I'm impressed with the Cards' effort on defense. I mean, it seems solid and determined, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. Very, very good. But
as we say that, there's the three-pointer from 22, Kayla Clairvaux. Her first points of the night.
Sometimes you get a little over-aggressive, and that's what happened on that.
25-19, so the Cards in their biggest deficit again at 6 with 13:30 left in regulation. Still a ton of time. Wicks had the hot hand. She's had the only two baskets for the Cards in the second half. Heppner on the outside. Emma Anderson, she finds an open teammate. Left side, air ball. Missed that time by Claire, and the Cards get the rebound.
Really good extra pass there.
On top, Reisinger. On the outside, Anderson for three. Tenley off the rim, no good. Rebound hauled in by Jurevec. And here come the Blue Jays up by six, trying to build on it. Lyon is on the ground, and Tenley Anderson there to tie her up. And the arrow is going Merrill's direction, so they'll keep it with 12:55 left in the third. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team.
Really good offensive possession for Chippewa. They just, you know, you got to hit those shots when you're open.
Only 4 points in 5-plus minutes of the second half for the Cardinals as Jurevec to inbound it for Merrill. Max Girls Basketball on Thursday night from Prescott. We'll have it for you. 6:40 the pregame. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney here on WOGO Sports. And then hockey Friday night and Saturday, Lady Cards action. So they say ladies first. Well, we're following that. 25-19. Merrill by six. Cardinals trying to play that tough D. Cardinals have not had a three-pointer tonight, where Merrills have had three. And there's a good save and out of bounds off the Cardinals. And everything's going Merrill's way right now with 12:28 left in regulation, Carter.
Yeah, that's just a heads-up play. Yeah. Lost it out of bounds, able to throw it off a Chippewa defender. Right. And nothing you can do if you're Chippewa there.
That's the senior Clairvaux, Kayla. Her freshman sister, Kira, goes 6 foot, has her by 2 inches. Both big contributors here for Coach Honig. Another three-pointer. This one misses. Willa Reisinger with the rebound. Gets it out to Anderson. Cardinals want to run. Anderson, high dribble. Gets it ahead to McKenna Wood, who's back in there with the three fouls. Puts up a shot. No good. Kind of a tough shot.
Yeah. No, just that's quick possession. I don't know if you want to take that look.
All right, so we're at the 12-minute mark. One-third of the second half is behind us. We are two-thirds through this game. And there's the bounce pass stolen away. And for Merrill, turnover number 10, the third of the second half. Cards down by six on the outside. They work it around to Anderson. Tenley had 4 points in the first half. Only Wick has scored a couple. Oh, there's the shot down
really
low and
pass.
Missed by Heppner. Remains a six-point game with 11:33 to go. And we're getting some contact out there. Coach Bestel doesn't like the call. And the foul looks like it's going to be on Heppner.
I thought that was a tie-up. They got her for a reaching foul, but...
Yeah, they got Claire Heppner for the foul. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Cards down 6, 11:33 to girl. The opening game for both Merrill and Chi-High from the Birdcage here in Chippewa tonight. Mark Halverson and Carter Jaeger, our video crew with Sam Averly and Gavin Bovey. Dawson Halverson, our radio producer, back at our WOGO studios. And, all right. Well, we got to get some offense here, Carter.
Yeah, you know, they were down in the first half, so this is a comfortable position for them. They were to come back and got to do the same thing.
All right, well, little trouble with the dribble, and the Cards come up with the steal. 11th Merrill turnover, and then Merrill steals it right away from the Cardinals. And that's their 12th turnover of the night. And then Chi-High gets it back.
Slow things down here, get a good shot off.
So Anderson into the forecourt, the 5'7 sophomore. Tenley, bounce pass, nice. Oh, I think she took steps.
Whistle. Oh, they're going to count it.
They are going to count it. So the Cards get a hoop there. And Willa Reisinger for two. And for Willa, her first field goal of the game and of the season, and that is four fouls on Gentile Hall, Grace Lee Gentile Hall, and she will immediately check out of the game. And Brenna Jervik, well, Merrill goes deep. They play a lot of players.
Yeah, that was absolutely needed. They've had some good shots in the paint before and just haven't made them, so to be able to make that one's big.
Reisinger, a terrific volleyball player as well, misses that free throw. Cards are going to have to work on their free throws. They've had some opportunities here tonight. I'm just checking. McKenna Wood was 0 for 2. Wick was 1 for 2. So I haven't had a lot of free throws, but I have them as 1 for 5. So that's 20%. So
got to hit your free throws.
Just the start of the season. But all right. And now that Cardinal full court press again. Becca Bestel didn't do it the whole first half, but again, it was effective. And now she's maybe saving it here for heading down the stretch. Merrill on the attack, leading at 25-21. Obviously, low-scoring affair here. Start of the season, Merrill had matched their biggest lead of the game at 6 a short time ago. Oh, boy, and Jurevac falling to the floor, tosses it back out of bounds. So Merrill turnover, their 13th. They've got one more than the Cards now. And Coach Honig talking to the referee to no avail. And Tenley Anderson now will get it to Wick in the backcourt and joined there by McKenna Wood and the Heppner sisters, Claire, number 15, the 5'10 senior, and Emma, number 22, the 5'10 junior. Down low, Wood, she gets tied up. Or did she get fouled?
Called foul.
Yep. And I think it's going to be on number 10, J.C. Lyon. Or they're going to say 24. All right, well.
Just like that, another really good pass into the paint. Opportunities all night.
So Jurevic's second, as Coach Honda getting an explanation about that one. So that's the fourth team foul, and four for Chippewa as well. So the Cards and Merrill a bit more even in fouls here in half number two than they were earlier. Driving, Wick gets it to Wood. Back to Jillian, the senior guard. Driving, put it off glass. Got her own rebound, and then out of there with it, and here comes Merrill. Up by four. There's the shot, and a three-pointer by Maria Kiskoski, her first points of the night, and now it's their biggest lead of the game at 7, 28-21.
A little bit of a late closeout allowed her to take the open three, and she nailed it.
Boy, and if you look this over, they've got one, two, three, four players who've hit a three-pointer. So that is, you're talking about four players capable of that. Chi-High collectively with no three-pointers. Again, 28-21. Can you win without it? Sure, but it helps.
Yes, absolutely it helps. And they've had a lot of open looks from deep. You just got to knock them down eventually.
Yeah. Game one of the season, and the Cards in a seven-point lead at a hole.
There you go.
And there's McKenna Wood for two.
Work it in the paint all night long.
And a whistle and a foul shortly after that as McKenna Wood, first hoop points of the second half. She's got eight. And we're going to get a substitution into the game. So Anderson got her third. Tenley with three. The Cards with five. Merrill's substitution as they bring out of the game J.C. Lyon, number 10. And now struggling against the Cardinal pressure as they did in the first half, but they do advance the ball, leading at 28-23. Down low, they're going to Clairvaux, the freshman. She guns a pass over, and there it is. Down low, Jerovec, and Jerovec's been on fire with six in the second half. She now has 10. 30-23, Merrill.
All they're doing is working in the paint. Exactly what Chippewa should be doing.
Wick on the outside, approaching the midway point of this second half, which would be 9 minutes. Anderson, three-pointer, left corner. Oh, out of there, no. Rebound down to McKenna Wood. Wood in the corner to Heppner for a basket, and the Cardinals cut the lead to five at 30-25.
Really good extra pass there.
And was that 15 or 22, do you know? I said it was Heppner, but I wasn't focusing on which Heppner.
I believe that was 22.
Okay. And so Emma with four on the night. It's a shot up and in, and Merrill's offense picking up, and particularly Jerovec. She's got eight in the second half and 12 in the game. 32-25, Merrill back to a seven-point lead. Down low and falling to the floor. No foul called. McKenna Wood in the low post. Out of there with it, Merrill, trying to build in a seven-point lead. Three-pointer missed by Bunnell. Rebound put up and in. And Kiskoski makes it a nine-point lead. And Coach Buster wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 8:13 to go. It's the second half. It's Merrill by nine. Chi High ball when we come back on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wurzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Pass ahead for LeMay. Here he comes. Jackson moves in. Fires a shot. Oh, it goes in. Jackson LeMay just toasted the goaltender for the Aves. And the guy is just burning it up on the ice.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, Carter Jager, there's both sides of the ball, offense and defense. While the offense is a concern, the Cards have only scored 10 in the second half. It's the defense that's allowed 19 already, and Merrill scoring in a much higher clip here.
Yeah, Merrill's been really good screening off the ball and being able to get good looks from their bigs. And I think Chippewa's got the ball stuck in the paint a little bit. When it gets in there, either they're taking bad shots or they're turning it over, and eventually you got to start kicking out to threes.
We'll see how they climb this particular mountain now. And down by nine, that is the biggest deficit the Lady Cards have faced this season. This is their first game of a 24-game season. Reisinger down low misses the shot. Tenley Anderson gets it in the right corner. Killeen hits the shot. A two for Malia Killeen. And we'll take that, her first basket of the season. 5'8 junior. And a foul is going to go on the Cardinals. Emma Heppner, her second.
It's really early in the game to be in the bonus, and eventually the aggression will pay off, but they're a little too handsy right now.
That's, yeah, six for the Cards and five for Merrill. That defense, try to keep them out of that low post and defend that area. As into the game, Maya Gropp, the six-foot senior. They try to go to Gropp in the low post. Her bounce pass, not a good angle, and there to pick it up very alertly was Claire Heppner. For the Cardinals, Merrill's 14th turnover.
Good defense. Now you got to turn it into offense.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, you need to turn this into points for sure. working on Anderson. Colleen, she's not afraid to shoot. Off the rim, no good. She had made her last one. Loose ball down low. Basket good. Hefner gets it. Emma Hefner and the Cars within 5 at 34-29.
Just like Merrill, really good job screening off the ball on that possession. Didn't make the shot, but were able to get a good offensive rebound.
So Emma Hefner with 6 on the night. Her sister Claire still scoreless at this point with 6:56 to go, but the Cars still have fighting. You know, we're down by 9 and 34-25, and now it's 34-29.
Yeah, like I said, they're ready for the comeback. They were down in the first half.
That full-court press is dangerous. Malia Colleen with her second personal and the seventh team foul on the Cards, and it sends Merrill to the line. Again, we don't have any free throw numbers other than what people have in this game, first game of the season.
That's the tough part. Now you got to back off aggressive a little bit because now they can make their free throws.
And the first one is good. One of the challenges you face maybe more with girls basketball with the longer hair is when their number is covered by their hair, as is the case. But I think I've determined that this is Carly Raven, the 5'6 junior, or so it seemed to me when the tussle. There it is. Okay. Both free throws. And again, Merrill has outshot the Cards at the line, too. So 36-29.
And again, just keep getting good offensive possessions down the other side, and you'll be fine.
And keep employing that full court press at this point. I think you've got to use it the rest of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
It has shown effective earlier, especially, and a little bit here in the second half.
Just got to make sure you don't foul on it.
Cardinals working her into the deep left corner. The shot from Anderson is good, and the Cardinals pull within 4, 36-32.
Finally got a 3. There you go.
There's the steal. The Cardinals steal. Contact, basket, no, and a travel then on Reisinger. So Merrill turned it over, but then the Cards did. 36-32 and 6:27 to go. We're forgetting the postgame, the Holly Bobby Names You Know stats recap here on WOGO. Holly, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And there's the steal for the Cardinals. Laid up and in. And the Cardinals pull within 2 at 36-34.
Stay aggressive here.
Reisinger with that 2. She's got 4 on the night. Taking it down, putting it up. Clairvaux misses it. Basket up and in by Jurevec.
Got a rebound.
Jurevec now has 10 in the second half and 14 for the game. 38-34. Cardinals on the outside. Wick, 5:50 to go in regulation. And what's the call? Blue 21, so it's going to be on Kira Clairvaux, the 6-foot freshman. It's 38-34 game. Cards had been down 9. They cut it to 2 a moment ago at 4 at the moment.
And now one more foul, and they'll be in the bonus. So. Yeah.
And, Kira Clairvaux, her 3rd. And they also have Grace Gentile Hull has 4. But, 7 team fouls on the Cards, 6-4 Merrill. So everybody in the bonus here. Cardinal ball on the attack right to left. Down 38-34. Wick on the catch and the 2.
Really good pass. Really good pass.
Nothing more beautiful than beautiful basketball passing, except the steal is also pretty beautiful. And there's the layup.
Another really good pass.
The Cards pull even at 38.
The aggressiveness is paying off here.
And there's a near steal, and it's just not being able to handle the pressure.
Now they got it all tied, so
yep.
I just play good defense. Rebound, and you'll be able to get some chances offensively.
38-38. The Cards had been down 34-25, outscored the Blue Jays 13-4 since then. As now checking back is Carly Raven for Faria Kiskoski. And inbounding on the far side is Jurevec. Still a ton of time, 5:09. Merrill with 17 turnovers to 13 for the Cards. And Anderson working hard on defense out on top.
Got to be careful here. They're getting a little handsy.
Yeah. But no fouls called. And there's a near steal. Well, it looked pretty clean to me. I don't know if it was. If it's on 22, I'll be surprised if it's on them. It is.
Yeah, wow.
She came around in front. I don't know what the. And she's kind of looking surprised herself.
It's a tough call.
She came around in front and knocked the ball. So, okay. And that's why, exactly, Coach Bestel's asking for an explanation for that foul on Hepner, who gets her third. The free throw from Jurevec, who's had the hot hand in the second half, just grazes the rim, and the Cards out of there with it. Cards with a chance to get the lead.
Yep, slow it down here. Take your time in getting a shot off.
They have
just like that.
Led since 5-4. Missed shot. Rebound. Clairvaux falling down. Out of there with it. Tenley Anderson. 18th Merrill turnover. Tied at 38. Open. Anderson for two. And the Cards grab the lead at 40-38.
The passing this second half has been exceptional for the Cardinals.
Bounce pass. Kicked out of bounds. And Merrill will maintain possession down to the Cardinals. Get their first lead since 5-4. Wow. They had tied it at 15 at the half and then trailed and even fell behind by 9, but have turned up the sauna with the full court pressure. 5-second violation. The Blue Jays, 19th turnover, and the Cards get it back, leading by 2 at 40-38.
Just keep forcing turnovers. Turn them into points.
Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. Just over 4 minutes left in regulation. Open down low, and Hepner misses the shot. Emma out of there with it. Merrill down by only two. Wick, some aggressive defense by herself there in the backcourt. Merrill across the timeline. With it, Bunnell, just a freshman. On the far side, Jurevec. She's been their leading scorer on the night with 14. On the outside, the senior, Clairvaux. Kayla. Lob feed down low to Kira, and trying to get it and can't, out of bounds. Turnover number 20 for Merrill. Credit the Chahai defense there, Carter.
Yeah, for sure. They're playing really aggressive and not fouling right now, and that's what you need to do the whole game.
3:40 to go. Cards with the ball and a two-point lead as 5'7 sophomore Tenley Anderson will bring it up. The far side to Wick. Wick trying to go down low and intended for Reisinger, and the Cards turn it over for the 14th time tonight.
With 3 minutes left, you kind of want to, you know, stay aggressive, but on offense, you want to slow things down and make sure you get a good shot. And if that pass was caught, it was going to be a good shot. But
40-38, Merrill down by two against the Cardinal full court pressure, which they've struggled with. Getting by it is Darby Bunnell, the freshman. Good ball handler. Getting it off to Kayla Clairvaux, and a whistle. And is it a kick or a foul? It's a foul on the Cardinals. And it's going to go on Claire Hepner, her third. The ninth team foul on the Cards. So this will be the last in the single bonus, then double bonus to follow 10 and beyond. Then it's not a 1-1, and then it's two free throws. 3:21 to go. A reminder, since it's the first game of the year. Free throw is going to come out of there for Clairvaux, and the Cards with it now with the ball and a two-point lead.
Now they need to slow things down and get a good shot up.
Trailed by 34-25. Since then, have outscored Merrill 16-4, and an errant pass stolen away, and it was Kira Clairvaux, Cardinals' 15th turnover, then a foul sending them to the line in the double bonus.
They're starting to get predictable with those passes, so... Eventually, you've got to go something else.
Which pass?
The pass in the paint, they're back screening, and then the big's coming around, but they're able to drop into that paint, the defense, and they picked off back-to-back passes now.
Yeah, so 20 turnovers for Merrill, 15 for the Cards. Free throw is off the mark. So Merrill's fine free throw shooting has gone into the freezer, if you will.
This is what pressure does late in the game down two.
Yeah. Next one is going to just graze the rim. And they're going to say, anyhow, went out of bounds. I don't know. I thought she grazed the rim. But, all right. Well, Kira Clairvaux, a freshman, misses two. And they've missed like four free throws here. And so 40-38, Cardinals trying to build on that two-point lead. On the left wing, Emma Hepner on top to her sister Claire. Right wing to Wick. Inside of 2:50 now in regulation. Cardinals wanting a non-conference win to start the season. Whistle and a foul. Down low, Emma Hepner to shoot two.
There you go. They didn't come back to the same play. Worked it around and once again got a good shot off and she got fouled.
2:43 left. Emma Heppner has not been to the line tonight. She's got 6 points. Looking to build on it. First free throw is no good. And the foul was on Kayla Clairvaux, the 5'10 senior, first personal, seventh team foul. Second one from Heppner. Get up there, no good. And Kira Clairvaux comes away with it. And the Cardinals with the full court pressure. Into the forecourt, Jiravec. Merrill's not scored for quite a while now as they've fallen behind by two. Cardinals not able to push any further beyond that. You get it off to the freshman, Kira Clairvaux, and another whistle with 2:24 to go.
When you get late in this game, fatigue is going to become a factor in these shot choices. So threes are going to get harder, so working inside the paint is even better when you get later into this game.
And the foul goes on 24, Willa Reisinger, her third for the 6-foot senior. Kira Clairvaux missed two a moment ago. She airballed that one. So the freshman struggling at the line. She's got 3 points on the night. Coming earlier in the second half where she completed a 3-point play. She is a 6-foot freshman, 2 inches taller than her senior sister, as J.C. Lyon, the 5'7 sophomore, number 10, checks out for Merrill. The Merrill Blue Jays from the Great Northern Conference. And there's the free throw. Kira Clairvaux breaks their cold spell of 5 free throws missed in a row. So a 1-point Cardinal lead. Just over 2 minutes to go. Wick on top to Anderson. Tenley to set things. Picked up aggressively, defensively there. And then losing the ball, Reisinger, when she was dribbling in the paint, she tumbles for it. She comes away with the ball. The Merrill player had it briefly, and it's going to stay Chi-High basketball. I don't know if you call that a turnover on Merrill. I mean, 22, Kayla Clairvaux had it briefly. I guess so. I think basically it was a turnover on the Cards and then turnover on Merrill.
I think so.
40-39, Chippewa, 2:04 to go in regulation. Wick for three. Got it! And the Cardinals go up 43-39.
Really good shot. Now they got a turnover.
The 22nd of the game for Merrill, and now the Cardinals with the basketball. And that full court press has just really worked wonders tonight as Anderson gets tied up by two Merrill players, and the possession arrow pointing Merrill's way. So the Blue Jays get it with 103 seconds left in regulation. Cardinals' 17th turnover. They have the advantage by 5, and of course, even at halftime, Chahai had 9 to Merrill 7. We're going to break in the action. 1:43 to go. Merrill ball when we come back. They trail the Cards by 4. This season opener on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
.com 1:43 to go. Merrill ball, but Chi-High leading at 43-39. How about Jillian Wick? She had 1 point in the first half. She's come through with 9 in the second half. And she and Tenley Anderson each with 3-pointers, but that was a huge one by Wick a moment ago.
It's been her really aggressive nature. She's been driving all quarter, or all half, excuse me. So.
Claire Heppner and the Cards come up with a steal. Merrill's 23rd turnover, and Chi-High with the ball. Again, don't have to be in any kind of hurry.
No,
you've got a
4-point
lead. Take a layup, but other than that, you don't need to shoot. Take good care of the basketball. Wick finds an open teammate, and she misses the shot, puts up the rebound. No good. Cards fight for it. They've got it. And it was a missed shot by Emma Heppner. Her sister Claire gets the rebound. And if Claire was fouled, as it appears she was, with 1:17 to go, she'll go to the line as the foul on Darby Bunnell, the 5'7 freshman.
Now hit your free throws and you win the game.
1:17:77 ticks of the clock left here in this second half. 43-39 Cards. Free throw is going to be flat and no good. And they're just in the single bonus. So Claire Heppner, who's scoreless on the night, misses that free throw. the far end on the, and then another steal forced by that aggressive Cardinal defense. And then Wick almost has her pocket picked, but in the meantime, Darby Vanell gets called for the foul with 1:03 to go.
That was a really good idea to slow things down there. Had the opportunity to try to get a fast break layup, but slow things down, waste some more time off the clock.
Jillian, 1 for 2 from the line tonight, and she has a total of 10 points, 9 of them in the second half. The 5'6 senior, 43-39 Chippewa. Quiet as a golf tournament or a library. Free throw comes out of there, no good. Rebound comes to Emma Heppner, and they get it back to reset it.
Now they can waste
more
time.
No need to rush. Yeah, no need to rush. In fact, you don't need to shoot. You're up by 4, and you got the ball. Down low to Wick. She's going to put it up and miss the shot and draws the foul as Jurevec crashed into her. And so frustrating for Merrill because they had a 9-point lead at 34-25. Since then, they've been outscored 18-5, and again, a lot of problems with turnovers for them against that press.
Yeah, that press has just flustered them offensively. They can't get the ball past the half-court stripe, and it's been a problem, but they're not down yet. You know, Chi High struggled to make their free throws. So,
but Grace Lee Gentile-Hull is done. She fouls out without scoring, and she is done for the night. Her fifth foul as Wick to the line, going to shoot and hit the first one. Jillian, when she came up as a sophomore, she was incredible at the line, and I think she had a good stretch last year before she cooled off a little bit. 44-39 now, and she's got 11 points to lead the Cardinals in scoring. 49.1 seconds to go. Wick's second one is on the money.
Oh, yeah.
See, she's got a good touch.
Yeah, really good stroke.
Boy, the Cardinals now up 6 with, again, 45 seconds remaining. And there to steal it is Wick. The Cardinals, 25th turnover they forced by Merrill.
I'm really surprised Merrill's not fouling here.
Yeah. And Wick open. She's going to cut. Miss the shot. Blocked from behind. And Jurevec, and they're struggling to beat this pressure. And they'll race it down the floor now, down by 6. Getting it on top to the freshman, Vanell, but stolen away by the Cardinals, taking it to the other end. The layup is good for Willa Reisinger.
Aggressive defense turns into offense. Again.
Yeah, and another steal by Tenley Anderson, and that's going to do it for the Cardinals as they're going to come up with a victory tonight. 47-39. We're back at the postgame in 2 minutes. The Cardinals win it, 47-39. 2 minutes, the postgame on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinals Hoops.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot.
If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Wurzgalla installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Shahi, the winner, 47-39. Again, the Cars had a brief lead early at 5-4, but fell behind 15-9 in the first half. And then in the second half, really, Merrill got out to a 34-25 lead. They had outscored the Cards 19-10 in the early part of the second half. But then, really, Carter Jaeger, I mean, once Shahi went to the pressure, it felt like that was something that Coach Bestel knew she could do. And it really, from that point on, Merrill struggled dramatically. After leading 34-25, the Cards outscore them the rest of the way, 22-5 in winning this game by 8.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, the best offense is a really good defense, and those steals turned into fast break points. And I think in the second half they did a really good job screening off the ball and getting looks inside the paint. If I'm right, I believe they only had 2 threes makes all game, and so their ability to get in the paint and score was a big factor that led to this win.
For Merrill or Shahi with the 2 threes?
Shahi,
you're right, yeah, exactly. Tenley Anderson had one. And Wick. So, yes, you are right in that regard. So, all right, well, we're going to hopefully hear from Coach Bestel. Later we'll check the WOGO sports calendar here on this winter sports opener on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And as I understand, with Dawson back at the station, I think we want to try to be out by 8:59 is kind of something I'm aware of is ultimately can be problematic otherwise. So we will try to avoid that. So maybe right now it's time for a good Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. And I just want to see, there's Coach Bestel. She's down there, so if we get a chance at her. But in the meantime, if you get a chance to wave or something. But anyhow, yeah, the Cardinals, again, it was 15-15. They outscore in the second half 32-24 to get the victory. And how about Jillian Wick? She had 1 point at halftime, but she goes off in the second half for 11 points. She finishes with 12 on the night. And that may be unofficial because did she have one of the late steals? And it was, things got frantic there in the late going. I had 8 points for McKenna Wood, 2 for Malia Killeen. Also, Emma Heppner finishes with 8 points on the night. Also, we had 4 for Willa Reisinger, 5 points for Tenley Anderson for the Cards in the win. So, meanwhile, Darby Bunnell finishes with 3, 5 for Kiskoski for Merrill, 7 for Grace Ryman, 1 for J.C. Lyon, 2 free throws for Carly Raven. We know the big score was 14 points for Brenna Jirovec. Also, Kayla Clairvaux finishes with 3. And also 4 points for Kira Clairvaux, the freshman. And Gentile Hull followed out. I'm going to try to catch Coach Bestel now, waving my hand here for her to see it as best I can. I'm going to try to do this. Well, if someone wants to go and ask Becca, because she's just not, and we want to try to get her on here. But in the meantime, also aware of our own clock situation, trying to do clock management. We can also tell you that on that WOGO sports calendar that, of course, we've got McDonald girls basketball at Prescott, 6:40 on Thursday night. And then Friday night, it's hockey, 6:40 against Arrowhead, and then 12:40 on Saturday afternoon as well. And yes, we've got you right here. Becca, congratulations. Nice win to start the season.
Sorry, I completely
that's okay. It's the first game.
Yeah.
It's the first game. But boy, the pressure was very effective tonight.
Yeah. Early in the season like this, we kind of had that on our scouting report that was how we could get some easy buckets. And, you know, it didn't really wasn't as effective until the very end of the game when everybody was getting tired. And I think
it was effective in the first half, too, though.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. There was a couple times there. It felt really... That felt good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think the offense was really good off, like not great offensively in the first shot, getting some good shots. But what changed in the second half?
Well, I mean, we like picked up our confidence when we got layups out of the press. That's a lot easier than trying to run an offense to get a score. But I think we had some backdoor cuts. We had some kids that recognized what they were doing and were, like, countering it and seeing that. And a lot of that stuff we weren't doing in the first half. I think we were kind of methodical in the first half, and that didn't help us. And we missed a ton of shots, layups. We had way too many turnovers in the first half, so a lot better in the second.
Again, you're not the tallest team, but you've got athletes, mm-hmm. and how do you plan to use pressure going forward? I mean, this is just your first game.
Well, I mean, we'll see, I guess, at this point. I wasn't expecting us to be a really strong pressing team this year, but after today, maybe we're going to have to change a little of that, right?
It sure does help creating the havoc, and I think even with your young sophomores, very good athletes.
Yep, and I think so. we have a lot of long-armed guards, uh-huh. and so that really does help in the press. Like uh-huh. our guards, we're not the biggest team, but our guards are long, and yeah. that helps a lot.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations. Again, we'll see you as the schedule unfolds here down the line. I guess we're going to catch up with you in at Eau Claire Memorial on December 5th. But,
okay.
of course, what about now heading into on Alaska coming
yep.
up?
Well, I mean, we're going one game at a time at this mm-hmm. point. So
right.
on Alaska, I haven't watched much on them or,
right.
like, looked at anything on them. We just one game at a time. And
absolutely.
So, but we'll use some of the things that we did tonight. We did a lot of good things. It's just we couldn't score off of it. And so I thought we played pretty solid defense in the first half. So
I think, you know, again, when you're down by 9, though, 34-25, mm-hmm. no panic in the girls, and that pressure was really key to it. And you win by 8. So, hey, you take that.
Yeah, we'll take that any day.
Absolutely.
That's a spot that uh-huh. our girls haven't been in much. So it's
yeah.
a good start to the season. We're pretty excited about
absolutely.
That.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, head coach Becca Bestel here on our Cardinal postgame on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Let's get you some of the highlights of this game now, starting with the first half highlights here on WOGO. Basketball, 5:50 left in the first half. Come on, girls. Working around on the outside. Cutting to the hoop, Reisinger. Down low, she's going to put it up and in, and the Cardinals pull back within 2 at 9-7. And so Merrill into the forecourt with the dribble from Ryman. And then the steal. Good job by Anderson. She's going to take it down and lay it up and in, and the Cardinals back within 3. Pass, but having bigger players be good ball handlers, and the layup is good for the Cardinals, and getting it down low to Emma Heppner for 2 more. Bounce pass, there's the shot on the way, too hard off the backboard, followed up and in by McKenna Wood, and the Cards are within 2 at 15-13. Cards come up with a steal, Anderson's going to lay it up and in, and the Cardinals tie it at 15.
And that's what we had as a halftime score, 15-15, a low-scoring affair. But then in the second half, of course, Merrill out to a good-sized lead at 34-25. Let's get some of those second-half highlights from Chi-High.
All right. Carter sounding an optimistic word. Good. Wick driving the lane, puts it off glass, and answered the bell right there.
Then we went quite a stretch here in the second half before we got another highlight for you, and it continues.
Can you win without it? Sure, but it helps.
Yes, absolutely it helps. And they've had a lot of open looks from deep. You just got to knock them down eventually.
Yeah. Game one of the season, and the Cards in a 7-point lead at a hole.
There you go.
And there's McKenna Wood for 2. To McKenna Wood. Wood in the corner to Heppner for a basket, and the Cardinals cut the lead to 5 at 30-25. Cards have faced this season. This is their first game of a 24-game season. Reisinger down low misses the shot. Tenley Anderson gets it in the right corner. Killeen hits the shot. A two for Malia Killeen. Turnover.
Good defense. Now you got to turn it into offense.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, you need to turn this into points for sure. Working on Anderson. Killeen, she's not afraid to shoot. Off the rim, no good. She had made her last one. Loose ball down low. Basket good. Heppner gets it. Emma Heppner and the Cards within 5 at 34-29. Got to use it the rest of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
It has shown effective earlier, especially, and a little bit here in the second half.
Just got to make sure you don't foul on it.
Cardinals working her into the deep left corner. The shot from Anderson is good. And the Cardinals pull within 4 at 36-32. But, yeah, 7 team fouls on the Cards, 6-4 Merrill. So everybody in the bonus here.
Cardinal ball on the attack, right to left. Down 38-34. Whack on the catch and the two.
Really good pass.
18th Merrill turnover. Tied at 38. Open. Anderson for two. And the Cards grab the lead at 40-38. Wick for three. Got it. And the Cardinals go up 43-39.
Really good shot.
Down by six, getting it on top to the freshman Bunnell, but stolen away by the Cardinals, taking it to the other end. The layup is good for Willa Reisinger.
Aggressive defense turns into offense.
And those are your highlights, first and second half of the Chi-High victory over Merrill, 47-39 on this Tuesday night. As we wind down the broadcast, Carter Jaeger, you worked the camera, you worked the broadcast. They're both a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I love broadcasting games, so it was a blast.
All right, well, we'll get you back here for sure. And there's a lot to learn here at WOGO. If people are interested, you want to be part of our sports crew here, contact us. We'd be glad to talk with you about that. Thanks to the cast of thousands who made this possible, Sam Aberle and Gavin Bovey here on the WOGO video producing side. Also to Dawson Halverson, our radio producer. For Carter Jaeger, I'm Mark Halverson. The Cards go to 1-0. The Lady Cards winning over Merrill tonight, 47-39. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.